So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. Tommy Freedom here, and I know you're probably expecting me to do some sort of a Halloween show, but there are a couple of things that are really important that I want to go over with you instead. Now, George is looking really forlorn for some reason. You did? Aw, I'm sorry, little buddy. George wanted to play the theme from Halloween. Tell you what, little guy, go ahead and start it, and I'll let it run in the background, okay? He's giving me the pause up. Let's go ahead. Go ahead. Is called compromise, and that is the American way. Unlike everything else we've been dealing with lately that is completely un-American, which includes the ongoing witch hunt against Donald Trump. And speaking of the Donald, I want to start out by discussing Trump's most recent executive orders. Chances are that if you listen to the mainstream media, you have not heard about this, but this is huge, folks. Or in Donald Trump's own words, huge. So we have seen that Donald Trump has now surpassed Barack Obama on issuing executive orders, but many of those have been overturning all of the garbage that Muslim Barack Hussein Obama foisted on us. Now he's going to tie him with the number, just in getting rid of all the anti-American rules that illegal alien pushed through while he was in office. And that, in and of itself, is a great feat. But on top of all of that, he also has to pass orders that will actually benefit this country. And he's been doing so. But in my opinion, none are more important than the two he just signed the other day that you probably have not heard about. This has all been overshadowed by all of the impeachment drivel and now the announcement that the Department of Justice that Barr's investigation has now become a criminal investigation, and that is very important as well, and I will get into that later. But for now, I want to focus on this pair of incredibly historic executive orders that Donald Trump just signed at the end of last week. As reported by Reason magazine, the president has just signed new executive orders that will effectively restrain the administrative state. And this is something that I have talked about numerous times on here, not by that name, but it's the overreaching of bureaucracies, which is otherwise known as the administrative state. And Donald Trump has signed two new orders to rein in unlawful administrative state actions. That was a mouthful. The first order declares that its goal is to ensure that Americans are subject only to those binding rules imposed through duly enacted statutes, or through laws legally promulgated under them, and that Americans have fair notice of their obligations. Secondly, and this one complements the first one, promising Americans they will not be subjected to a civil administrative action or adjudication absent prior public notice of both the enforcing agency's jurisdiction over particular conduct and the legal standards applicable to that conduct. That was a mouthful, too. So let me try and explain this. What does this mean exactly? How does this effectively change the administrative state? Well, it targets a specific tool of predacious agencies, namely guidance. We've heard this term many times over the years, but what does it mean, guidance? Remember Barack Obama allowing guidance to certain agencies involving immigration? Well, simply put, it means your own personal interpretation of the law. It's not a good thing, is it? It can completely change everything if your guidance is based on neither obeying nor enforcing the law. We have cases of that right here in North Carolina with several sheriffs deciding to not work with ICE regarding illegal criminals. In fact, the Negro sheriff in Mecklenburg County just stated the other day that he will not release the bond release dates of three illegals to ICE. That in and of itself is illegal, and he needs to be put in jail for it. This is why there's been an attempt here in North Carolina to pass a law to require the sheriff and any other law enforcement agencies to do their damn job. Apparently, he's been using this so-called guidance to ignore the law. Perhaps these orders will cover those infractions as well. I sure hope so. I don't know for certain, but I think it will. And I hope it does. I mean, look, you were voted into office to uphold the law, not to violate it or simply ignore it because you happen to disagree with it. Now, conversely, the same thing is happening with the gross overreach of some of these agencies. Federal agencies routinely issue memoranda, notices, letters, bulletins, circulars, directives, and blog posts to evade the rulemaking processes that are established by Congress. If a law is passed by Congress, I may disagree with it. I may challenge its constitutionality, but it is a law that has been passed legally by the rule of law. You remember Schoolhouse Rock on Saturday mornings back in the 70s? Remember how a bill becomes a law? Hope and pray that I will, but today I am still just a bill. Well, Congress passes a bill, and when it's signed by the president, it becomes the law. The president signs the bill into law. That's where the phrase comes from, signed into law, duh. The same thing occurs on a state level with the state's legislature and governor. It's not a difficult concept, my friends. It's simple and it works. But leave it to a bureaucrat to find a way to ruin all of that. And therein lies the danger of all of these agencies with all of the powers they don't constitutionally or legally have. The rule of law was created for a reason. And this is how it works, or at least it's supposed to. But going back to all of these bureaucracies, there are plenty of imposed and legally enforced rules in this country that Congress has never touched. What's the first thing that comes to mind? The IRS, right? Or maybe the ATF in a close second for violating our constitutional rights. There are hundreds, if not thousands, maybe even tens of thousands of people in this country who are in prison for violating rules passed by these bureaucracies that are not legally enacted laws. Yet they are treated and prosecuted as such by de facto law. And this is all done through the ghostly administrative state. Well, here are some examples of its so-called guidance over the years. Guidance has been responsible for revoking permits needed to conduct business, barring Americans from working in their chosen occupations, prohibiting taxpayers from taking deductions, levying post-conviction penalties for crimes, and seizing property without constitutional or statutory authority and without due process. And that is just a small example of what these agencies have been able to do with that simple word, guidance. All it takes is for someone to write a memo. That's all. It's that simple. Or, in some cases, to do nothing at all. Just simply ignore an application. Remember the tax-deductible Tea Party organizations a few years back? That guidance, or better put, lack of it by doing nothing, cost a lot of elections. And that is downright criminal. And that still needs to be investigated in official capacity as well. That is why I commend Donald Trump for taking the step to address these issues in these two very important areas. And Reason Magazine goes on to say, think of guidance as an off-the-books way for the government to ignore commonly held understandings of fairness. It's a shameless, unconstitutional scheme designed to skirt judicial review, avoid public scrutiny, and evade accountability. Wow. Amen. I could not have said that better myself. And let me point out, though, that while the Democrats have abused this more than us, the Republicans are just as much to blame for not having done squat to stop any of this. Until now. If there are still those of you out there whining and inquiring as to what Donald Trump has done for this country, if he did nothing else, which he has, this in and of itself is enough to tell you to go crawl back under that rock from where you emerged in a total mindless stupor, trolls. All of this guidance is not just simply unlawful, it's unconstitutional, and thank God for Donald Trump to do what he can in his limited capacity to try and overturn some of this crap. Congress may actually be forced to vote on this now as a constitutional amendment. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a constitutional amendment that actually abolishes bureaucracies from enacting de facto laws on a whim? If Ronald Reagan had done this, Vicky and Sam Weaver would still be alive today. So would everyone who perished at Waco. Now my question is this. Does this effectively overturn those rulings already passed? Does the DEA now have to finally release that plane that it seized without charging the owner with a crime? Remember that? That they arrested the plane? God. Do thousands of police departments have to return billions of dollars they confiscated for suspicion of drug money? Can I now put my 14-inch AR-15 upper on a lower with a rifle butt and legally own a short barrel rifle? I don't know. How does this affect this stuff? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. But this is a first step in the right direction to returning this nation to its original intentions that our founding fathers had when they, men of vision, created the laws and articles that have made it so great for so long. Let's hope the rest of those watching who can make a difference, don't fumble the damn ball. Because this isn't the end, and this is not the beginning of the end. This is only the end of the beginning. Every day, more and more people are realizing what's been happening to them. They are beginning to understand this sham that has been perpetrated on them all of these years, and they are starting to see Schiff, Pelosi, and all of their ilk for who and what they really are, the true enemies of this country. The more they try and take this president down, the more it's continuing to unravel. And yet, they still can't stop. They cannot help themselves, folks. They are so full of hatred for this man and all he represents that they will literally fall on a sword to stop him. They will cut off their own noses to spite their own faces, as I have said many, many times on the show. We must stand by our president through all of this. We cannot turn our backs on him. He represents us, you and me. And that is why they hate him so much, because deep down inside, it's not really Donald Trump they hate. It's you and me and what we believe in. The right to free speech, the right to keep and bear arms, the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. And that, my friends, is what these executive orders truly represent. The right to be free from unreasonable guidance.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase minorities and women or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
From electric outages to the zombie apocalypse, get your survival tips from Prepper Bob. He's the world's biggest Boy Scout, and he's only right here. Only on the Prepper Bob Show, and only on KKKRadio.com. That's the Prepper Bob Show. Check your local listings at KKKRadio.com. And remember to always be prepared.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Before I get back into what I had planned for the second half of the show, I want to go over some things here I just saw in headlines I was looking at during the break. First of all, we see California governor gives stern warning about wildfires. California Governor Newsom declared a state of emergency as two rapidly moving wildfires have spread throughout Los Angeles and Sonoma counties. Let me tell you something, folks, and I've been thinking about this for a while. I've mentioned before about Haiti versus the Dominican Republic. They're two countries that share the same island. One side of the country, or the island, is a country of Haiti. Haiti is repeatedly demolished by volcanic explosions and hurricanes, while the Dominican Republic always comes out on the safe side. One is a country that worships God, and the other one is a country that worships little dolls and runs around with spears in their hands and chants incantations and all sorts of voodoo nonsense. Well, I've been noticing the past couple of years, the more that California defies the laws of this nation, the more it's been burning. Have you noticed that, folks? Maybe God is trying to send the state of California a message about its homosexuality, about its illegal immigrants, and about its defiance of obeying U.S. law. Perhaps this is a message, and maybe they should listen. The other things I saw here, James Comey, if reports are correct, Trump engaged in shocking abuse of power. The House has no choice but to pursue an impeachment inquiry, Comey says in Politicon interview. Kelly says he told Trump a yes man as his successor would lead to impeachment. And 100 days before the caucuses, Pelosi visits Iowa to discuss the impeachment inquiry and healing. Well, let me tell you something, folks. That is going to lead right into the next segment of this show. Pull my notes back up here. George, what did you do with them? Here they are. Okay. So this is going to kind of piggyback off of all the good news that I shared with you on the front half of this show. But here's even more. I'm sure you are well aware by now that Robert Barr's investigation is now officially a criminal investigation, and it is about time. This is music to my ears, and it should be to you as well. Inspector General Michael Horowitz, actually Judith's a good guy here, has announced that their report will be released soon, and it will be almost unredacted. Now, for those of you who don't know what redactions are, if you've ever seen a show on TV where they deal with classified documents that are released to the public and someone's taken a magic marker and just blacked out everything, that is redactions. Okay, so this report is going to have almost none of that. And that shows transparency, something that Adam Schiff for Brains has deliberately been avoiding as part of his attempt to circumvent the Constitution. Now, before I continue, let me explain the reasons for transparency to you and why it's so important. Do you remember all the closed-door meetings in Germany prior to World War II? Did the public ever see what was going on? Hell no, and for good reason. They were able to pass all of their agendas without any scrutiny, just as Schiff and his ilk are currently doing in their phony impeachment investigation. It's all too familiar to history. What they are doing is illegal, to say the least, and it sets a dangerous precedent for every future president to possibly face. That is why it's so important to be exposed for what it is. A true disclosure of the left's plans for this nation's future, and possibly for the entire world, if this is what the New World Order is all about. Which I think it is, but that's getting off track. So, getting back to transparency. Since Germany's reunification, everything has been completely transparent. I'm talking crystal clear. There are no closed doors. They don't want anyone looking at them the way that they looked at them before. Now, there are no closed doors there now. And even if there are, those doors are made of glass. The whole office is made of glass. Hell, the whole damn building is made of glass with reflective mirrors on any wall that's solid. That's how transparent the German parliament has been since it was reunified. They learned. They remember what happened under National Socialism, and they want no part of it. Yet this is exactly what we're seeing here today, with the left-led house overseen by Adolf Schiffler. Now, being a Jew, you'd think he'd have learned something from all of that, and it appears that he has, along with all the other spawn infecting Washington, on how to do the same damn thing to us. I'm sure this is exactly how all the Nuremberg investigations went as well. That's why a band of Republicans crashed that commie party last week and disrupted it for 5 hours. To show this country just what is happening behind those closed and blatantly opaque doors. People aren't stupid. They may be slow, but they're not stupid. And the American public is slowly catching wind as to what is going on here and just how big this sham really is. But getting back to the upcoming report, the left is losing it over this because they know it will expose all of their dirty deeds from the very beginning. They're panicking over this, folks. Don't let their announcements fool you, like those titles I just read to you at the opening of this segment. They are scared to death over what all of this means. With the announcement by the Department of Justice that this is now a criminal investigation, it means two things. First, it means they acknowledge the commission of crimes. Real crimes punishable by real sentences. Charges will be filed. What did I tell you just the other week, or maybe even last week, I don't remember which it was, but if they didn't follow through on this and press charges, or at the very least, fire people, that the public would lose faith in them forever. Well, they have come through with flying colors. I mean out into space flying. This declaration means they have every intention of charging people for all of this, and when they do, all of those involved won't be able to narc on each other fast enough. Comey's going down. No one's going to take a bullet for him. Second, it means the convention of a grand jury. And that is serious business, folks. A grand jury is impaneled for one reason, to get to the bottom of a criminal offense. It also means that the shoe the left has been wearing will now be on the other foot, and that's namely the right foot. They will be subpoenaed to testify. They will be required to answer questions, and those who are the focus of this investigation will not be allowed to be present to defend themselves, just like Trump. This is why they're all going off the deep end over all of this. The jig is up and they know it. The walls are closing in, and it's only a matter of time before they come crashing down around their ears. This is serious, and the Democrats know it. Once they are compelled to tell the truth, everything will come out. It will prove their entire investigation was based on a lie, namely the Steele dossier, and that they knew the whole time that it was false. They based a FISA investigation on a flawed document they knew to be false. That is serious. It's beyond serious. It's a breach of the Constitution. If nothing else, I hope this spurs a complete overhaul of our entire system. Paired with Trump's new executive orders, this may just happen, folks. The FISA courts need to go. Our rights of privacy need to be addressed and updated in this new age of Big Brother. The entire Mueller investigation was based on nothing but lies. This whole thing is a giant house of cards and everything resting on something else that is false. This thing is about to come crashing down, and when it does, all of their lies and deceit will be exposed. This is why they are panicking at the disco. Everything they've been telling us will be revealed to be nothing but lies and deliberate deception. The rug is about to be pulled out from underneath them, and they know it. What started out as a way to overturn the elections and eliminate Trump will end up eliminating them instead, and not only at the polls either. This whole thing will be timed to expose them, just as our own October surprise. But when this is all over and done with, many of them will find themselves not only out of a job, but looking at serious prison time as well. I don't think they can actually be charged with treason over all this, but they can certainly be charged with sedition, and that's damn near as bad. Barr isn't screwing around, and they know it. They're playing a big hand with a brave face right now, but they're holding a bunch of useless cards, and they just don't know how to fold gracefully. They made a huge mistake when they tried to play a game of poker with the best in the business, and they're all about to be dealt the Trump card. The Donald J. Trump card, to be precise. They call him a buffoon and a joker, but in the game of politics, just as in the game of poker, the joker is always wild. It just so happens that our joker also happens to be our ace. Halloween is going to be very special this year, folks. The Democrats' tricks will end up becoming our treats. Mark my word. And on that word is where I will terminate this show. I want to wish everyone a happy and safe Halloween. If you have any little ones, taking them out trick-or-treating, please be extremely careful. This is not the same world that you and I grew up in. As always, folks, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. So until next week, my friends, stay safe, stay happy as it is Halloween, stay out of trouble, stay free, stay awake, but most important, stay tuned, because I'll be back next week. Y'all take care. This has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.
that I will, but today I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill, now you're a law.
Oh, yes!
And that is how it's supposed to work.